This is the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky speaking in Kiev.
Resolution Ради безпеки ООН щодо України
18 it's a challenge not only for Ukraine, but for the Europe and the world as a whole. In Ukraine, the security of Europe is being decided. Europe and the world cannot
afford the mistakes which were committed back in Georgia in 2008. Demand a new package of sanctions against the aggression of Ukraine. It should be including the full stop for the Nord Stream gas pipe, grateful to Estonia, for the Javelin rockets and the modern military hospital. This is a big help to maintain the defensive capacities of Ukraine. We're discussing the Crimean platform format. Estonia totally supports the deoccupation of Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea. And we also discussed the European and Euro-integrational aspirations of Ukraine, which are fully supported by Estonia, on our way to the EU and a future way to NATO. And Ukraine needs those decisions. We also discussed different steps on the activization of the mutual cooperation in the investments and the trade directions. And I'm sure the president of Estonia will discuss this, talking to the Ukrainian Prime Minister Shmyhal. We are also happy to see Estonian business in Ukraine. We are interested in their increment and invite Estonian investors take a more active part in the infrastructure, energetical and the IT sector, in the development of IT sector in Ukraine. Separately, we spoke about the inviting Estonian investors to the Ukrainian different foundations regarding the IT, and we also discussed cyber security. We also have plenty of perspective directions for our cooperation. Ukraine and Estonia, they have full desire to take our cooperation to a totally new level. This visit is a clear indication of that. I thank you again for your very important visit in this very important moment in the Ukrainian for the Ukrainian society and Ukrainian independence. The president of Estonia's president. Statement.
We stand united with Ukraine. We will not walk away. We will continue to support you in every possible way. I praise the Ukrainian leaders who, despite constant provocation, remain calm and express willingness to solve this conflict peacefully. Russia must end the intolerable provocations, stop fueling the conflict, which has been ongoing for 8 years. Moscow should immediately and unconditionally withdraw its forces from Ukraine's territory and its immediate vicinity. We strongly condemn all military and hybrid actions against Ukraine. We regret that despite diplomatic efforts, there are no signals of willingness to de-escalate, quite the opposite. The build-up of Russian forces continues, including in Belarus. I align myself with everyone who wish we would have a way to secure peace through the force of diplomacy and dialogue. Indeed, it is a decisive moment in the European history. President Putin will answer to the future generations for his violent actions. but also we, European and Western leaders, have a responsibility to step up to our values, our commitment to Europe united and at peace. We regret every single life lost in this conflict. It is our duty to protect our common values and the democracy we all helped to build. A threat to Ukraine is a threat to the security of Europe. The minimum we can do is to step up our practical support to Ukraine, which Estonia has done and will continue to do so. In the EU, we will deliver on a massive package of sanctions and do so swiftly and decisively. But most importantly, we must keep the door for EU and NATO open for Ukraine. And we must have concrete next steps for further cooperation and integration. We know you will continue to value democracy and remain on path of reforms. Eventually, we will welcome you as a member of a European Union. You belong in Europe. We support Ukraine's independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity. We remain fully committed to a policy of non-recognition of illegal annexion of Ukraine's territories. Ukraine has a right to defend its borders and independence, and we continue helping Ukraine to build its military capabilities to stand against aggression. Thank you.
Thank you.